Practice for mastery. Repeat the following sentences to practice unstressed words.
The money is in the bank.
He came over to talk to me.
She can help him with the cooking.
I should buy a new dress for the wedding.
We could lend you our car.
I will send you a letter tomorrow.
They're walking to the store.
He didn't work because he was sick.
Karen and Danny stayed until they knew whether or not Val was coming.
Extra stress. Any word can be given extra stress to emphasize or clarify a statement. Listen to a sentence with normal stress, then repeat it.
I wanted to go to the circus.
Now listen to the same sentence with extra stress on the word circus. This gives the meaning that the speaker was taken to a different place and he is annoyed.
I wanted to go to the circus.
Another way to say this is,
I didn't want to go to the movies.
Now listen to and repeat another sentence with normal stress.
They didn't go to France.
Now repeat the same sentence with extra stress on the word France. This stress corrects another person's belief that people went to another country.
They didn't go to France.
Or,
they went to Paris, Virginia.
Repeat the next examples of extra stress and try to interpret their special meanings.
I lost my ring on the way to the store.
He gave her the money.
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 Be careful not to use extra stress if you do not intend special meaning. Practice in context. Next, listen to the following paragraph, paying close attention to the stress patterns.
Learning to speak a language is a little like learning to dance. They both take a long time to master, but are fun from the beginning. Both require interaction with another person who is saying or doing something different. Fluent speakers and good dancers don't have to think about their skills. They perform them naturally. To acquire these skills, you need a lot of practice and patience. Encouragement from someone else helps a great deal.
Now, repeat the paragraph one phrase at a time after the speaker.
Learning to speak a language is a little like learning to dance. They both take a long time to master, but are fun from the beginning. Both require interaction with another person who is saying or doing something different. Fluent speakers and good dancers don't have to think about their skills. They perform them naturally. To acquire these skills, you need a lot of practice and patience. Encouragement from someone else helps a great deal.
Read the paragraph aloud again, practicing the proper stress. Try recording your reading on tape to see if it sounds natural. Here is another paragraph.
Last May, we had a surprise party at my house for one of my friends. It was his 50th birthday. We invited about 30 people, and most of them were able to come. One couple even traveled all the way from New Jersey. Several people who'd been away for a long time were here. Most of the guests hadn't met each other before the party, but they were having a wonderful time talking during the half hour before the birthday man arrived. It seemed that a very special person was a magnet for other special people. When he got here, he was really surprised and happy to see so many friends. It was a good party.
Now repeat each phrase after the speaker.
Last May, we had a surprise party at my house for one of my friends. It was his 50th birthday. We invited about 30 people, and most of them were able to come. One couple even traveled all the way from New Jersey. Several people who had been away for a long time were here. Most of the guests hadn't met each other before the party, but they were having a wonderful time talking during the half hour before the birthday man arrived. It seemed that a very special person was a magnet for other special people. When he got here, he was really surprised and happy to see so many friends. It was a good party.
Read the paragraph aloud again, comparing your stresses with those of the speaker.